Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 166.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and this is going to be episode number 166. It's going to be about the backdoor 251. Now, this is a really, really fun concept, and I'm excited Sterling decided to teach on this. So you guys are going to learn a lot from this. I use this all the time. I hear this all the time. This is an amazing, amazing method, I should say, trick, tactic. I don't like to call things tricks, but just a little nugget, right? A little nugget that you can use and spice up your playing in a lot of different ways. It's very, very flexible. So a really, really great education coming here. Now, we do have the new launch of JPS coming with so many goodies, flashcards, practice tracks. We're going to have practice video workout playlists. We're going to have a whole new members area. We're going to have monthly content. Actually, we're going to have weekly content with transcription analysis, gig analysis. We're going to have some live lesson stuff, live Q&A stuff, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. And honestly, I mean, there's nothing out there like it. There's absolutely nothing out there like it. I join other jazz piano sites just to see, you know, just see what they got going on and stuff like that. And just to see what kind of ideas people are playing with. And I can honestly say this, there's nothing else like it. There's nothing else out there like this. And you know, when people say this, they're like, ah, Brennan, come on. You know, people in businesses toot their own horns. But I wish I could say I was, you know, I'm not lying here. And I guess the only way for you to actually believe me is to check it out. And I'm going to be giving a sneak preview into all of the great stuff in some live webinars, some live things we're going to be doing during the launch. I don't want to say the date yet because we're still nailing down our schedule, but it will be in September. So that's a great, great thing. And even if, you know, if you haven't been a member at all before, we have some great, great promotions and discounts happening because we're going to change a lot of things about the membership after this launch. And so it's going to highly behoove you to check this out. You're going to get to see all of the things we're going to be doing, all of the things we're going to be implementing in the future. So, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be like, I don't know, sometimes you don't really know what you're going to expect, right? I'm literally going to walk you inside the new membership so you can see around. You can see the members' homepage, the navigation, all the new features and things like that that we're installing and putting in. So you're going to be able to make a, you know, what's the word? A knowledgeable decision. I can't think of the word they usually use before that. But anyway, I've been traveling. I've been super, super busy going around to different places. And I don't know why I just said that word twice. That was kind of funny. different places. All right. I'm pumped. I'm going to let Sterling take over. Sterling's been doing a lot of podcasts. We have Trent coming on to do some podcasts soon. I've been traveling so much and working on the new launch that I haven't been able to do podcasts as much. But he's going to take over. He's going to start teaching you about this little thingamadoodle, the backdoor 2-5, and it's a great thing. So with that being said, let's get started.
All right, so to understand this backdoor 2-5, first we're going to venture outside of jazz theory land for a second. So we're going to go back to basics and look at some basic cadence types. Now, what's the most common cadence type that we see everywhere all the time? That's our 5-1 cadence. Right, so we're going 5 in our leading tone. Goes up to 1. Now And the next most common one you'll see is the 4-1 cadence. Now, this one happens a lot more in rock and roll and blues type music. You've heard of a 5-4-1 turnaround. That's when you get that sound 4-1. Sound familiar? Now, the 4-1 cadence classically is also known as a plagal cadence. And most often, you'll see that cadence go actually instead of major from minor 4-1. It's also known as the amen cadence, the big amen. Right? Now, this plagal cadence, jazz players took this minor 4-1, and guess what they did? But they put a 2-5-1 into it. So instead of just 4-1, they turned that minor chord into a minor 2 and added a 5 chord. Now, if F minor was our 2 chord, what key would we be in? Normally, we'd be in the key of E flat major. That's what we're used to hearing, right? Well, for this plagal cadence, our F minor is going to go from F to C. Quite a surprise there. So instead of resolving to E flat with our 2-5-1, we're instead going to go down to C major. Pretty good. Now, how did that work? How can you all of a sudden just change the resolution of your 2-5-1? Well, the key is in the leading tones. Remember earlier how I said G major goes down to C, 5-1. Well, if you look at my top note, I'm going from an F, which is the 7th of G, down to E, which is the 3rd of C, landing on a chord tone. Now, if we're looking at the leading tones of our backdoor 2-5, ending on C major, you can actually see that I'm using F as my top note again, and it's also resolving to a chord tone, which is E. Now there's the secret. That's how it works. The F becomes my leading tone to take me back down to E. Now when I have people practice these 2-5s, you can practice different leading tones on top and make melodies. You'll hear that melody a lot. Let's try a different melody note. That time I went from A flat to chord tone G. Let's try one more. Let's try putting a C on top. My C went down to chord tone B natural. That just sounds good. Forget about the theory. That just sounds good to me. Now that we've talked about where the backdoor 2-5 comes from and how it works, let's look at it in a few tunes. Now, a tune that you've probably played before, or at least heard before, that you may not have known had a backdoor 2-5 in it, is this one. That tune is Lady Bird. If you followed our podcast, you might have seen me use this tune for some other topics. Now, did you catch the backdoor 2-5? Here, I'll stop right after it. There's our backdoor 2-5. F minor, B flat 7, C major 7. Let's check out another tune that it appears in. Another commonly played ballad is Misty, and this one has a backdoor 2-5 in it also. So, in the key of E-flat, quick pop quiz. What's our minor 4? It's A-flat minor. Now, if we turn that into our minor 2, we've got A-flat minor 7, D-flat 7, down to E-flat major. Pretty cool, huh? So, here's the melody. D-flat going to E-flat major. Now, once you get your hands on these chords, the next thing you're going to want to do is practice improvising using backdoor 2-5s. Now, it can come in handy being able to navigate these chord changes in songs like Lady Bird and Misty. And piano players like Keith Jarrett actually use it as substitute chord changes for turnarounds. You can take a normal 2-5 and you can substitute a backdoor 2-5. Now let's practice using that in the context of a tune. If we're doing Lady Bird, we've got F minor to B flat 7 to C. And you can just loop that and practice that 2-5 a couple times. Now let's try it in the context of the tune. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Backdoor 2-5 comes in, and see if you can get used to using those leading tones to resolve in a way that makes sense melodically.